Blog Talk Radio.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. But as for me, I said, as for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, hey, for all you've done for me. See, there are folks without homes. They're living out in the streets. And the drug habits. I'm not just talking about folks out in the street, but right in the church, drug habits of some folks hiding just can't beat. There are murders and robbers. No place seems to be safe, Lord, but you've been my protection. Hey. You've been my protection. Every step of the way, just your hand, Lord. Get your hand, Lord. Get your hand, Lord. And I want to say, and I want to say, and I want to say, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Whew. I don't know about you, but that was riveting for me. Hello, my name is Daryl Clark, and welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information culled from around the globe, most typically within the United States, though. We do cross the borders from time to time. So with that, a shout-out to our friends up north in Canada, also south in the Caribbean or Caribbean, however you prefer, and our friends in Europe and South America. So we have listeners from, a pretty diverse populace, and we're just proud to say that. And, of course, we thank all of our listeners from around the United States, specifically the continental United States. And I get myself in trouble when I start mentioning states, but I have to give a shout-out to my home folks in Ohio. Shout-out to you out there, folks. Love you. And all my sports teams, you know me. I'm a sports enthusiast, so go Browns. All you Baltimore fans, well, although we won't make this a sports show today, but we're going to be doing more of that in the future because I do love my sports. Real sports, that is. None of that, gender dysphoria kind of sports where you got men competing with women. That's a whole other story. We won't get into that too much tonight, although I probably will touch upon it. So shout out there, and we'll see where our Cavs go this year because they've got some hot shots out there. So I have to give a shout-out to my folks out there, my Buckeye fans as well. Number two slipped to two, but that's okay. We all know that they're number one. And I'm talking about football. And so with that said, my folks down south, Florida, Texas, Georgia, out west, California, Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas, New York, and all of New England. See, I've got myself in trouble. Here I go, because someone's going to say, you didn't mention me. What about Missouri, my partner? Cecil, shout out to you. So anyway, we pretty much in, well over half the states in the union. And I just appreciate all of you for tuning in when you do. True troopers. We used to use the term back in the day when I was airing out of New York. Mouse warriors, so many of us are not using mice, so to speak, the computer mice. We got our smartphones and our tablets and all the like, so we won't use that term. But it is news that is truly intended to encourage you and inspire you and enlighten you, of course, to empower you and instill you to make a difference for yourself and your loved ones. And I say that in that order, when you're on any type of a major vehicle, whether it's an ocean liner or a airliner, if there's an issue, a problem, of course, the safety instructions say mask yourself first and then care for your loved ones. So you get enlightened first and then pass the information to help your loved ones and friends and colleagues. So it's news you can use. It's news for you, by you, and of you. And we appreciate when you reach out to us and let us know of topics or individuals that are not getting the attention that they certainly deserve in order for the masses to be enlightened. And so continue to send us the information. You can always drop us an email to productivenews@outlook.com. That's productive news, no spaces, @outlook.com. And I'll certainly get back to you. I'll reach out if it sounds like it's something that's viable. Of course, we vet our sources, make sure that we're bringing you real news, not fake news. That can be truly traced back to legitimate roots. And with that today, oh boy, put on the seatbelts, folks, because I've got some, I'm going to use a technical term, stuff for you this evening. So, yeah, let's get right into it. We had a delay opening. You know, I've been trying to bring this one program to you for about 10 days, maybe. For my regular listeners, you've probably gotten my news emails and text, you know, saying that it's going to be delayed, we're going to re-air it. Well, there was problems with our network here, and we couldn't get in. It was unbelievable, and I had this thing just waiting to bring to you. So we're here now because you know the theme. Well, maybe you don't, but one of them is we never give up. We never, ever, ever, ever give up, because you wouldn't be here if you were supposed to, right? I mean, we all have a divine purpose. Our goal in life is to understand what our role in life is, right? To have the greatest vision of the grandest version of who we are, and then to experience that. And so that's what I'm here to do, the best of my ability, as far as I know. We're going to couple a few fronts this evening. We're going to start out with a health initiative. We're going into the season, inclement weather, and I just believe it's so important, and we've been doing this for years, that we enlighten you on things that you can do for yourself and your loved ones, in that order, to help folks be and stay well and get well on all fronts. And this is not just a physical front, but on a spiritual front and a mental front, which is as important as all of the above. And then on an emotional front, because you hear people talk holistic, mind, body, spirit, but there's a fourth component. It's like the third eye. You know, that's the emotion, because that's where a lot of the energy drives from. And as you've heard me say, and many of my guests, or at least one specific, and that's one of my mentors and friends, Dr. Glenn Mendoza, energy is everything, and everything is energy. And it really comes down to that, folks. And as you tap into that more, I think you'll experience life to a much grander experience. You'll experience life to a grander experience. How about that? So this evening, I just want to talk about that elephant in the room, COVID. And I source a lot of my information off of the web, and I do vet my sources, and I don't believe in one source. And as you hear me talk about often, my friend and mentor, rest in peace, Dick, talking about Dick Gregory, and there are others who I've had the pleasure of having a mentorship under, Mary Baraka, and so there's just so many that I can mention. But these folks, you know, taught me how to harvest information and news, and it's not as complicated as it may seem. Gary Null, I'll throw out another name as well, and some of the engineers that worked for him, and some of his program directors, some of which have had 30 or more years in the business of news and radio. So I've been blessed, and I'm grateful, and that's going to be an ongoing theme this evening, grateful, gratitude. And I'm going to give you an upfront. We're going to close with the same tune we opened up with, that bumper tune. But, and in case you don't know who that was the late, great Walter Hawkins. And when he put that cut out, I happened to have had an opportunity to meet him. And it was quite an experience I'll never forget. Such a grounded guy, real as real could be. And I was at a conference, and he just talked with me just like he was a brother. And he had just come out with that particular album, and that was on it titled Thank You. And it's so important that we embrace gratitude right now, folks. There's so much mess going on. And that, speaking of energy, there's an energy in gratitude, just as there's an energy in forgiveness. The two actually go hand in hand. So that's what we're going to thread this program with in its entirety, is that piece of gratitude. And it is no coincidence that a week from today is Thanksgiving. I was talking to someone earlier today, and we were just talking about, you know, hey, what's going on for Thanksgiving. And I was talking to one of the gentlemen that I work with. As you know, I work with seniors and senior papas for health and wellness. And he was saying, well, actually, this was yesterday. And he was saying, well, Mr. Clark, you know, often I'll get together with family, but one of my daughters, you know, she's getting into this mindset of, you know, in perspectives of history, and she's starting to think that maybe Thanksgiving is a pagan holiday, and a lot of folks, you know, not just young folks, are, you know, doing background research and looking at information and coming up with things. And I said, well, I don't know how you can put a paganism on being thankful. I mean, the holiday itself, you may say whatever you will, but there's nothing wrong with being thankful, right? And I won't mention his name. I'll make up something, you know, Mr. Green. Of course, that's not his name. And he says, you know, yeah. I said, yeah, so, don't, you know, that's your daughter, and I appreciate the research. And there may be something in there somewhere, you know, somebody who came up with the holiday. Maybe the person was perverted or something. I don't know. But God has a way of taking lemons and making lemonade out of it, you know. So it may have been meant for something that wasn't good, but I believe a lot of good has come from that holiday, because I can remember a lot of dinners that brought my family together under that pagan holiday. And it was nothing but love and joy in those gatherings. So I just say that to say, you know, be careful about this wave of questioning. It's good to question. Don't misunderstand me. I'm all for it. But we need to be careful of some information that we're getting, and we need to really be very discerning about it. So with that said, this evening, I do want to talk somewhat about COVID, and I'm going to play an excerpt from a program that I was listening to earlier this autumn. And it's an interview with a doctor. You may have heard of him, and you may not have. Dr. Orso is his name. And Dr. Orso is one of thousands of doctors, research doctors, many practicing doctors, who have always had a counter view of Dr. Fauci. And I've always said that, always said, from the moment he opened his mouth, I'm on record. By the way, our archives go back, I don't know, 5-10 years. So you can go back, and if you're interested in a specific episode of when I may have quoted it, drop me an email to productivenews@outlook.com, and I'll reference the particular program or several where I said, this guy is not, he's not trustworthy. And so it's coming out now that very well, I believe, is true by some perspective, may be true. You know, the whole Wuhan relationship with him and the NIH, National Institute of Health, there's some conflicts of interest going on there, and where he may have had investments, and we won't get into that legalese stuff. You can do the research, like Dick Gregory used to tell me. Daryl, it's all out there if you search for it. Real news, not fake news, real news, real news that can actually be validated and verified. Because I used to ask him all the time, how do you know so much? He used to say, read. Oh, Dick, we miss you, but I know you're with us in spirit. And you told me, and you said it on the air many times, that this was brought to me, and you told me you had some enlightenment, and I'm just going in there with it. And you said, this isn't something that just fell in my lap coincidentally. and that I have something to tell, and there's going to be a point in time when I'm going to be bringing some information that may not be garnered elsewhere. So, yeah, I'm bringing it, and I'm coming hard in the paint. That's a sports term, meaning basketball. When you're coming down towards the net to do that slam dunk, sometimes you just can't be nice, and you just got to slam it down. And I'm coming here with the slam dunk today, folks. I'm going to play an excerpt from one of my sources. I do a lot of streaming because you cannot trust mainstream. I'm sure you all know that, at least the bulk of my listeners by now. If you don't, I grade you an F if I were a teacher, but I know that's not the case. It may be one of thousands that listen, but I think you all get it now. The news is very fake. You can tell by just the tree is known by a fruit it bears. Look at your commercials, all right? I need to say more. But you can't always go on that because now streamers, you know, are starting to do some mainstream commercials, and I guess it's just a matter of survival. You know, and I'm just blessed, thank you, God, that right now I'm not bought and sold because there's no political or business interest in anything I bring you. I'm not left wing. I'm not right wing. I'm registered independent. I'm free and proud of it. And I suggest that you all do the same, but that's your choice ultimately. That's why I never joined a fraternity, though there were so many, well, I consider even maybe friends. I use that term very, very, very seriously, friends. But there were a few in my lifetime that were in fraternities. I was so tempted. But you got to be careful because when you join an organization, often you're tied to an ideology. When you're tied to an ideology, that there's a portion of that word, your ideas are held captive. They're not your own. You have to go along with the organization. So I'm very careful about organizations like that. Because if I'm a, I don't know, I'll make up a term. If I'm a Kappa or I'm a Q, these are, you know, social fraternities or even professional fraternities, of which I am a member, Delta Sigma Pi, professional business fraternity. But for social fraternities, you know, you have to often have to go with an ideology, which is often subjective. Now, there are some which would be called fraternities, which may be not as subjective. Example, Masons. But there's some subjectivity in there as well. But that's another story. So I don't want to go too far off the beaten path here. Getting back to what I was saying about my sources, I suggest off mainstream, though you do need to check it, you need to know what's going on, what's being misled, because in order to avoid the pitfalls, you need to know kind of where they are. So I do check out a little CNN, a little MSNBC, a little Fox, a little Newsmax, and I want to know where they're coming from so that I can kind of be aware and be wary in many cases. But often I do streaming for my information, though you can't always rely on that as well. But I'm finding that at least I can source the sources of information and back into facts more. So with that said, I'm streaming and I'm listening to a program, which some consider right-wing. And at one point I'm listening, he has Dr. Orso on, who I have a great deal of respect for, just because of his business acumen and his background and years of experience in medicine and microbiology. So we're going to listen to him for just a little bit, talk about COVID. And I want you to keep in mind that Dr. Fauci was one person, and he had a sidekick, and I don't have her name, it just drew a blank, but the lady that ultimately became a whistleblower on him. Oh, now that's bothering me. I don't have her name. Hopefully before the end of the program. She would be there at the podium with him often. Well, she ended up whistleblowing on him and telling what he really was about. But one person, you know, they say never put all your eggs in one basket. That was dangerous. And I think a lot of lives were lost because of that. So let's listen to Dr. Orso, and we'll come right back and we'll continue the program. But this is a day you'll remember if you've not been aware of some of this information. Just be enlightened. And Dr. Orso on the Aubrey Shines program. I'll see if I can cue it up here on my phone, my headset, if you will. Here we are.
Election year COVID strain to appear. So, ahead of the rollout of this fall's new COVID-19, the CDCs have recommended the shot for all eligible Americans from 6 months old and up. The United Kingdom is again offering their fall shots only to people at the highest risk of severe disease, like seniors and those with underlying medical conditions. But a panel of the CDC's outside experts ultimately voted Tuesday in favor of board recommendations for the shots. So here we are again. It's like, I don't know, deja vu. The new COVID jabs have not been tested for efficacy, yet FDA approves it for use with liability immunity. Liability immunity basically means they can kill as many of your family members as they want, and you cannot sue them. Not fully tested experimental poison is being offered to you, and the government is going to do what it wants, when it wants, whenever it wants. Here with us to kick things off is Dr. Richard Orso, who is the co-founder of the International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists. Dr. Orso, a million questions.
I couldn't let it go. I couldn't. Now, remember, international physicians. So we're not talking one or two people that's got together and say, I don't like Fauci. I'll continue with the interview. I'll try not to interrupt again. But some of this just gets your blood flowing, which is good. It's good for you to get your blood flowing. Let's continue.
So much for taking part of your day. Please share with our audience here why every audience member around this globe that watches us every single weekend, why should they be concerned with the new CDC recommendation?
Well, I think you highlighted it really well. Consider this. They didn't do any human testing. I almost, considering how the last batch did, I almost consider that a good thing. Imagine that they used this on 30,000 patients the first time around. I'm glad to see that they're just using it on mice right now, because that's about all it's good for. So I think, in general, the data has shown us that these have really no reward in any population at any level. The Peter Doshi showed that in the first study from Pfizer, it was a corrupted database. They didn't count the first 7 weeks. Imagine that. They didn't count the first 7 weeks. So they're not testing them. They're not doing data safety monitoring. They're really not doing their jobs there. They're not even showing good results when they do it on the mice. So I think in general, it's stay away from these. And there's several reasons. Aubrey, I really want to point this out. The lipid nanoparticle capsule, the outer covering with the polyethylene glycol and other antifreeze-like components, kills your white blood cells, your cytotoxic T cells, your natural killer cells. So I tell people, like, think there's a fence around your house, and you've got a 6-foot fence, and every time you take one of these shots, your fence is now a 5-foot fence and then a 4-foot fence. So basically, you're wiping out your cellular immune system. So these are not safe, they're not effective, and they're actually causing immune deficiency in the long run, going into your ovaries, going into the testes. These are things that are well known. These were well known before 2020.
You know, I'm very concerned, Dr. Orso. I have had my dear friend on a few times, not just Dr. Christina Park, but Dr. Peter McCullough as well. And they're echoing exactly what you're saying here. And here's a concern, and I'd love for you to be able to address this here. It seems like that there's been a spike of other different modalities out there. Cancers are going up. We're seeing, I can't even tell you the amount of montage of film that's out there with kids that are dying who have been vaccinated, entertainers, a few of these individuals I know personally. I cannot release their names off, for obvious reasons, but they are finding themselves sick. These are usually very healthy people. Are these vaccines so lowering the immune system that it's creating other modalities in guys and girls in this country, Dr. Orso?
Yeah, so there's something different about the vaccine. The lipid nanoparticle basically makes it walk through walls. So that's why the virus itself can't do that. It can't go everywhere very easily. So the difference between the vaccine and the virus is a big difference. As you know, they're finding the virus still producing spike protein up to 6 months later. So we're seeing that the residual spike, that's from the vaccine. So we're seeing these distributing widely, and that's one of the major problems with the vaccine. If you had a genetic defect, you'd want wide distribution. But for a virus, it's a respiratory virus, you basically want immunity in the lungs. And these don't qualify as being very effective at all. They've been dangerous. And actually, for the most part, they've caused all the excess deaths. I'll point out some numbers. The insurance companies show a 40% increase in deaths since 2021, since the vaccine rollout, in the ages between 18 and 64.
I think we're going to continue, of course, to try to reach back to Dr. Urso, but one of the things that he was sharing with us is something that I actually had an opportunity to speak with a couple of the chief commissioners of insurance, and that is we've never seen a spike of deaths the way that we have been seeing, unfortunately, in the last few years. This is what the director of commissioner of insurance told me specifically. He said this to me, and it really alarmed me. He said that if you look at the numbers, and he gave a large chart, and the chart in a nutshell, I'll give you a mental picture here. If a amount of deaths throughout the United States is at one particular peak, well then, since COVID, vaccine, et cetera, it's peaked so high they've not seen numbers. I asked that commissioner to give me an understanding how would the regular public, those of us who don't understand that type of aggregate, how would we understand it? He said this. It was very simple. He said, Aubrey, this is how it works. The only way that we would see a spike of this magnitude of deaths from, for instance, age 18 to, let's say, 45, he said you would have to have a war, a real war, where individuals were, unfortunately, casualties of war. He said those are the type of spikes that we're looking at. And it was shocking to hear it. And, again, we're going to, of course, try to reach Dr. Urso. We're going to have Dr. Christina Parks here in just a moment. She'll be able to go over some of this data with us as well. But one must begin to ask themselves, if the first set of vaccines did not work, and there's overwhelming evidence to it, and because of that, should we, the public, in some kind of way adhere? I think what we're looking at right now in this country and abroad is a real distrust with our government. Again, ask yourself the question, if you're taking a jab for something, I don't care what that something is, but you continue to get sick over and over and over again, why would you continue to do it? I will say this, and again, I'll leave my friend's name out of it. En route to the studio, even today, I spoke with one of my dearest friends on this earth. He's an individual that did not just take the jab, he also received a couple of the boosters. Ever since he's done so, according to him, and I've known this guy for a very long time, he's just tested positive again. By the way, this is the fifth or sixth time that he's tested positive for the very thing that the jab is supposed to take care of. He also said this to me while he and I were eating a few months back. He said, had he knew the data, had he not trusted the government, he said he wouldn't be in this unfortunate situation. He's experiencing, unfortunately, a lot of other illnesses, something that he's never experienced before in his entire life. For the most part, he's a very healthy guy. He's not a drinker. He doesn't smoke. These are things that so many people are experiencing, including some of our top athletes. This is why we're shining the light on this subject. We want to stay tuned. Have some great guests ahead. They're going
to
help us.
Is that kind of startling? Probably not. Because I'm sure there are at least a few of you listeners that have experienced what Mr. Shines just expressed. You've known individuals who've taken the jab, and time and time again have contracted COVID. I know I have seen it many, many times. So as my homeboy used to say, Arsenio Hall, in fact, he had a song that came out. It's things that make you go, you know, with the one eyebrow up, kind of side-eyeing. And so this is about truth, logic, and common sense, which I speak of often. Because that's where I'm trying to live my life right now. It's not easy. I mean, we're human. But that's what I strive for on a moment-by-moment basis. And that's what I'm trying to share with you. Let's go on with a little bit more of this interview with Dr. Orso.
People, they're from 18 to 64. There's a 40% increase in deaths from 18 to 64 since the vaccine rollout began. And this is really important because most of these people are vaccinated. And the vaccine is seen causing excess deaths. We're seeing strokes, heart attacks, and cancers at much higher risk than normal. And this is something we did not expect to see so quickly. So that's shown us that not only is there no risk reward in terms of preventing infection or preventing transmission, but it's actually killing people.
You know, I'm concerned about it as the rest of our audience. Again, I had the opportunity of speaking with a personal friend of mine today, as a matter of fact, and this is a gentleman, very, very healthy, not smoking, no drinking, very, very physically active, always has been in his entire life. And again, he's experiencing now for the fourth time, he's testing positive for the same thing that he's immune from. Dr. Orso, in the last few moments that we have, what would you recommend then to those that are viewing right now? What would your counsel be as a physician, Dr. Orso?
So what you're seeing here is that it's actually affecting the immune system. It's killing the white blood cells. It's killing cytotoxic T cells. It's killing natural killer cells. It's actually causing in the third shot an IgG4 class switch. So rather than neutralizing the virus, it's actually coating and protecting the virus, called that antibody-dependent enhancement, tolerating the antibody. And that's a big deal. The other issues that we're seeing is wide distribution, the testes, the ovaries, the tissues. You don't want these things to be this is a respiratory virus. We don't need a respiratory virus spike protein in ovaries and the testes. So these are big issues. We're seeing an increase in excess deaths from cancer, strokes, heart attacks, all to do with the DNA damage repair mechanisms that are caused by these vaccines, particularly the spike protein in this case, the CD147 component causing the platelets and red blood cells to clot. So all these things are being manifest, and we're really seeing no reason to keep going forward with this platform. It needs to be shelved.
Dr. Richard Orso, thank you so much. I know you got to jump out. You have a client that is waiting. He is just doing a tremendous job. We're going to post, Dr. Orso, all of your info out there. I would love for our audience to be able to go out and share your thoughts as well with their friends, colleagues, neighbor. Again, Dr. Orso, thank you. We're going to jump right in here now with Dr. Christina Parks. She's been with us before. Every time Dr. Parks is with us, I always get one complaint, and here's the complaint. Why is it that we cannot have her on every single week? The amount of information that she has shared with you, the audience, has obviously made a difference. You've really been impacted by it. Dr. Christina Parks, thanks so much for jumping in. You heard the words of your colleague there. Would you take a moment? I know he had to, you know, get out and take care of his great patients and that sort of thing. Our audience, very, very concerned, Dr. Parks, on this. But yet, they keep pushing the same narrative. And now I'm looking at six-month-old children. Help us understand that and unfold that, Dr. Christina Parks.
Well, the only way to unfold them continuing to push this is money. And so I have right before me a paper that is titled Rethinking next-generation vaccine for coronaviruses, influenza viruses, and other respiratory viruses. Guess who's an author on it? Tony Fauci. What does it say?
Wow.
And here, I'm going to read this. As pointed out decades ago and still true today, the rate of effectiveness of our best-approved influenza vaccines would be inadequate for licensures for most other vaccine-preventable diseases. Then they go on to say that the same problems that they've had forever with the flu vaccines are the same problems they're finding with the COVID vaccine. So they knew this would be an issue. They knew they would lack effectiveness. They pushed them anyway, and now when the data shows that they were right, that they are not effective, and they mistrained the immune system, which they knew too, now they're still pushing them. They're still trying to make money off of this failed product. And again, that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is these are dangerous. And as we see, one of the minor problems with it is that it compromises your immune system so that it doesn't see new variants. So with each dose, there was a study by the Cleveland Clinic that showed with each dose of vaccine, your risk of COVID went up, 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 up with each dose of vaccine. So dose-dependently, every dose you get, you're more likely to get COVID. You're compromising your immune system. So that means you're more likely to get everything else too. And that's only some of the problems with the vaccine. Again, this vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all, experimental gene therapy, instructs your cells to make a toxic foreign protein, which your body then attacks. And we want to put this into children who are basically at no risk to COVID. Most people have immunity. So it's criminal at this point what they're doing. And the work of Kevin McKernan and others have proven that this is contaminated with large amounts of DNA that can actually easily integrate into your DNA. Remember they told us, no, it's never going to integrate into your DNA. Complete and utter lie. So have they come out with data showing that these newer updates that just were approved yesterday, or the 11th, I'm sorry, on Monday, don't have this contaminating plasmid? We've seen no data for that.
You know, Dr. Parks, again, I may look calm, I may sound calm, I'm furious. I cannot tell you personally how many friends that I have that unfortunately chose to go down this route. I didn't because I listened to experts, and I just didn't trust the government. Not just on this. I looked at the experiments they did with the Tuskegee experiments with certain people of color at one particular time. And again, I don't know, call me a tin hat, where I don't tend to trust when someone says, hey, let's do this. And by the way, we can't guarantee the results. I'm like, well, time out. I'd rather go along with this here, keep my immune system built, stay healthy, make sure there's no diabetes and high blood, et cetera, in my life. What then do you tell the individuals? They're hearing what you're saying, Dr. Parks. What's the answer then?
So, again, I want to say I'm not a physician, and so this is based on the recommendations of other physicians and based on the science that we know, is that you need to be prophylactic. So you need to get with your doctor and ask if prophylactic ivermectin is right for you. Ivermectin is broadly antiviral, broadly antibacterial, even helps with cancer. There's a large body of data supporting that information. And if you are on prophylactic ivermectin, it's also anti-inflammatory. And so inflammation is a side effect of the vaccine and of the body attacking itself. So you need to really be ahead of the game, making sure your vitamin D and your zinc levels are sufficient. Most doctors say not more than 35 milligrams of zinc a day, but that, you know, between 30 and 35 a day is okay. More if you're ill is what is in the FLCCC protocol. So I would say that make sure your vitamin D and zinc are sufficient. Maybe, you know, take some, you know, vitamin C to reduce inflammation. But you really are going to want to be on something prophylactic that's going to help you because what's going to happen is once you get a virus like SARS-CoV-2 that causes COVID, your body may go hyperinflammatory because your immune system's not recognizing the virus and attacking it. So the virus replicates sort of out of control before your body really sees it. So you want something that is going to prevent viral replication. Zinc and quercetin have been shown to work together, but ivermectin is probably your best bet. So I know MyFreeDoctor.com was still giving prescriptions. I know that independent pharmacies were filling them. So you need to be really on top of this ahead of the game and get with your doctor and see what you can do.
You know, I want to ask you a question, Dr. Parks, on our next block. I did take time to read Mr. Kennedy's book, and I watched his hearing there before Congress. I watched some in a particular party kind of try to push him away as this nut job. Yet I know that as a cellular molecular biologist, I think you've done the work on this, and it seems that what Mr. Kennedy was saying is true, and that is, for some reason, packs certain ethnicities in this country. When we come back, if you'll take a moment to share with our audience exactly what your findings have found, I think it could be very interesting. I'm always concerned when someone tells me to shut up and be quiet, and I cannot even ask a question. If I can ask a question, you can answer it.
Well, we'll just let that go to a little break as we just do kind of a recap on what we've heard thus far. As I said, you know, one of the issues that we've been dealing with is having, you know, one person that we've been succumbed to. And now you have access to other professionals, which frankly have as good or better reputation than Fauci, speaking from a professional and enlightened and researched perspective. Dr. Christina Parks is internationally recognized cellular molecular biologist. She's not a doctor, but Dr. Richard Orso is, and she and her colleagues, some of which are PhDs, as she is, and scientists, and some of which are practicing doctors, have come together and said, no. And I just wanted to share this information with you, because as I said, I'm quite comfortable to say that more than likely, everyone within an earshot of my voice has known someone, if not themselves, who's taken the jab and subsequently contracted COVID. And I've, like Mr. Shines, Aubrey Shines said, I know someone who I believe is in his fourth bout, and he's had two, three boosters. So it just, your logic and common sense. And then when you pair that with this kind of information, and this is what's important, because you're not getting this on mainstream. What you heard today, you've not heard on ABC, CBS. They won't allow them to come on the morning news. And that's why I don't watch it anymore. I could do without watching the talking heads. I don't do morning news or evening news because it's all political. I don't do ABC, CBS, NBC, unless it's one of my football games. I'll use them for that. But other than that, those are bad sources. It's poison to the mind. So we're going to do one more segment, and then we're going to come back and just kind of do a wrap-up. But I just want to share this information with you. And you can go and do your own research, because there's hundreds of other doctors. And I subscribe to the Lancet New England Journal of Medicine, and it's in there, in fact. I get those emails on a weekly basis. American Journal of Medicine, I'm subscribed to all of those associations. And so I get the news firsthand. And a lot of them, there's a lot of paper, white paper, on some of the things that I'm sharing with you now. But you're not hearing it on mainstream. I have to keep hammering that home. Because what's happening now, we're leading towards literally fascism because of the misinformation. Because misinformation, that's just the beginning. Where does it go from there in terms of information, misinformation, basically lies that you're being told? Because at a point in time, if you begin to listen and follow the lies, it's like the Pied Piper. Remember that story, folks? Yeah, we know what happened to all the children, right? So I can't express enough, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about where that Pied Piper is from what I've researched leading us. Let's go back and listen to this last segment with Mr. Shines.
You know, Parks, to just kind of hang out with us a little longer, I read a book, Dr. Kennedy's book, or Mr. Kennedy's book, rather, and he spoke of the various effects that this particular virus has had on certain ethnic groups. I would love to just take a moment. Dr. Christina Park, she's back with us now. I know that you've not reviewed the book, but as a scientist, if you don't mind, take a moment and just give us an overview of your position on the impact that this virus is have and does have on certain ethnicities. Dr. Parks.
Right. So I'm aware of some of the comments that Robert Kennedy has made, and I'd like to say that he is usually very careful and qualified in his statements. As a scientist, you know, I hear people say all kinds of things that are not correct, but he tends to be very careful and measured in what he says. And so if he says it, there's likely a lot of scientific backing for it. In terms of differential viral effects, one of the things is that our receptors on our immune cells, depending on our ethnicity, are different. And so the point that he's making is that if this is a form of biological warfare, and I think we're naive to think that people, either our governments or other players, could not weaponize these viruses. They are, they have, and they have them ready for whatever. By the grace of God, we hope that they aren't deployed. Now, whether this was an accidental release or an intentional release, I'm not going to say. Whether they were trying to target certain ethnic groups or not, I'm not going to say. His point was that they can target ethnic groups. And in this particular case, there's some data indicating that certain Caucasian groups or certain people of certain ethnicities were not as heavily affected. Now, one of the things we know from Gregory Poland's work at the Mayo Clinic is that people of African descent and sometimes Mediterranean descent are much more sensitive to RNA viruses. So that would be the COVID virus, that would be the measles, the mumps, the rubella viruses, all RNA viruses. Where they, the regions they come from, they have certain variants in their genetic code that basically make them not recognize and neutralize these viruses as easily, that RNA component of it, as their Caucasian counterparts. As a result, they tend to have a hyperimmune response when they do get these viruses. And so actually what the enzyme is that they're lacking actually breaks down the RNA in the virus. And so they are actually getting more of the virus because their system isn't breaking it down. So they tend to have a hyperimmune response, which can lead to the inflammation like we saw in COVID or the cytokine storm. And so people of African descent and certain other ethnicities are going to be more sensitive to this particular virus. And because the vaccine is made from its mRNA, right, similar to an RNA virus, they are going to be more hyperinflammatory when they get an mRNA-based vaccine. So this is a big significant concern, and the fact that it's being completely ignored, this is not one size fits all. We really need to look at the different variables. And of course, all we hear is safe and effective, don't ask any questions, even if we're giving this to your 6-month-old.
You know, and again, I forgive my redundancy here. I always ask every doctor this, and I asked Dr. Peter McCullough this a few times, and I'm just kind of curious your position, your opinion. So if we know that there are certain ethnic groups that have a higher proclivity to be impacted a certain kind of way, then are there certain things that those groups can do or should do, or you would recommend that they do? Are there studies out there that say, hey, look, if you're part of this aggregate over here, maybe you should heighten whatever that is. Would you share that with our audience, Dr. Parks?
Sure. I want to use a really important example. In 2002, the CDC did a study that showed that black boys were almost 4 times more likely to be diagnosed with autism if they got the MMR vaccine. Remember, that's three RNA viruses that make their immune system go hyperinflammatory. If they got that vaccine before the age of three, then they were almost four times more likely to be diagnosed with autism. The CDC shredded the data, and the lead scientist came out later as a whistleblower on that study and said that it was, that they left out data. So since 2002, they've known that all they had to do was wait until black boys were 3 years or older, and it would significantly reduce their chances of being diagnosed with autism if they just waited that extra year or two before they gave them the MMR vaccine. But they didn't tell parents, and they haven't even told them yet that they could just make this simple change and reduce the likelihood of a vaccine injury. Likewise, the people of African descent and possibly other, ethnicities should get a lower dose of the vaccine. In fact, they shouldn't get any because it's not effective and it's not safe. But if it were, then they could make a difference by getting a lower dose. And so in regards to sensitivity to RNA viruses in general, vitamin A has been shown to be very effective, making sure, again, that you get enough vitamin D. Many people of African descent or people with darker skin are vitamin D deficient. That's what helps your immune system turn down that inflammatory response. So you want to make sure that you are vitamin D deficient and also possibly on other anti-inflammatories such as turmeric, supplements and things like that can help with inflammation. So there are things that you can do, and those are the things that we're not being told.
Dr. Christina Parks, I don't have a lot of time left. I really mean this. Every time you've ever come to this show, one of the major complaints is never you, it's me. Why can't I bring her back more often? Because we have a large swatch of individuals. They really pay attention to us shining the light on topics of this magnitude. Where can I direct our audience to find you?
Sure. So you should definitely be following me at Dr. C. Parks 1 on Twitter, now that it's free for half a minute, because I do post a lot of science. I also am on Telegram at Dr. Christina Parks. So Dr. Christina Parks. And I'll soon be hopefully launching my website on vaccine injury treatment, and I'll certainly contact you and let you know so you can have me on when that's about to go live, and that will be a great source of information for people.
I promise, I give you my solemn word, I will indeed have you on for that reason. The data that you produce, it really is incredible, your insight, your help, and thank you so much for doing so. We're coming right back.
All right. Well, was that an earful or what? I'm just so plumb, pleasingly pleased to have been able to, bring you, that information. If you'd like additional information, just drop me a line at productivenews@outlook.com. This isn't coming from me. I'm not a microbiologist by any means, or cellular microbiologist as Dr. Parks is, but she's just speaking from facts, and there's mountains of information out there that can be had. And so what is the theme of this? Well, it's gratitude. You may say gratitude. Well, you can say. Maybe you are thinking that. Yeah, gratitude for the awareness, gratitude to even have access to the ability to be aware. Because you see, in many countries, such as China, right, North Korea, the Middle East, and in many parts of the Middle East, there's no option for information such as this. And what I see happening here in America is those types of trends are coming here. You may recall, my regular listeners, me talking about this cancel culture, this woke. This is political. It's not about me all of a sudden going right wing. It just is what it is. And it appears, if you want to talk right and left, Democrat, Republican, and all of that, I'm neither one. But stepping back and seeing that forest, because you see, that's why I don't get involved in politics, because I can step back and I can say, okay, so that's a Democratic thing, because that's what they're doing, and that's a Republican thing. But if I'm in that ideology, then I'm not able to do that. And what I've observed, and in some cases, not easy because it wasn't my mindset even 3 or 4 years ago, but I had to be real with myself. At some point, we need to get bare naked to ourselves to see really who we are and what we are, because that's our role. That's our journey in life, I truly believe. And when you do that, you can sift through the minutiae. And I have done that. And I've done it in an unbiased way, as best I can. And so I'm always seeking those that I've trusted over time, because I'm not one to just in a moment's notice say, oh, I trust your input and your perspective. So I've weighed this against folks I've known a significant amount of time. You have to have at least a decade. Well, not necessarily, but because some have my innate ability to discern has blessed me with being able to, and I've been significantly accurate, ascertain those with integrity. I've missed a few, but more so those who have attested the time barometer, and that's just those who I've known for decades, and I've waited out and questioned, you know, just talk to me. Does this make sense to you? I'll give you an example. Does it make sense to you that a man with a man's DNA and physiology should be able to compete with a woman? I'm not saying that a woman is less intelligent. By far, no. But physicality, I didn't have to even know this from biology class in 9th grade and 11th grade. It's just a fact of life. Our bodies are different. Any true doctor will tell you that. So then you might say, well, why is it that this is happening? Well, this isn't hard to see. This is a political thing. What I'm coming to is this. I've seen a trend. It goes all the way back to Obama, frankly. I'm going to drop a bomb here, but I'm not going to just let it lay there. I'm going to explode it. My mom used to say, don't let someone drop a bomb and not explode it, because you know what? Maybe trying to drop that on you. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to drop this bomb, and I'm going to explode it so you can be aware of it so it doesn't affect you. They say, watch the feeding lion. You know, when he eats certain organs, you know, the liver, certain things that gives him or her the wherewithal to be the king of the jungle. If you look at the administration, and I'm all for diversity, I'm not going to be homophobic. I can even give you the statement. I know folks that I, well, have known for a while who are, well, gay. But when we start getting into queer, LGBTQ, transgender, I think we're getting into a realm of perversion. I said, I think we're getting into a realm of perversion. I said, I think. But let me add another one. I believe. I was raised, and for my relatives who are listening, and I know from, you know, week to week, I have numerous relatives around the country who listen in. You know what I'm talking about. This isn't grandmom and granddad's Democratic Party. They're perverted. There's the bomb. It's been exploded. Joseph Biden is perverted from my perspective. Fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, you may have exceptions. His daughter wrote a book and said she became promiscuous because her dad took showers with him. What daughter writes that about her father? Now, these are facts. I'm not trying to just... Hunter? You want to talk perversion? Oh, the laptop was real, right? Let's keep it real. The laptop was real. FBI verified, right? Oh, by the way, that didn't come out until 2 weeks after the 2020 election. Folks, we're on the verge of fascism, and I have to tell the truth while I still have airways. I have to tell you, because we're in dire straits right now. Biden is compromised. His son, by the way, we're finding, if you do your research, that his son was on more of those Air Force One, Air Force Two trips with his father, who at the time was vice president, more than we even know. There are photos of him coming out later. You know how they usually come out with the father coming off the jet later. They're compromised. The whole Ukraine piece, the Donald Trump impeachment, because he questioned this, and now it comes out that, well, the questioning of Joe Biden having some link with Ukraine, now we're in a war with Ukraine. And so who's buying into this? Our corporations have sold us out. You may say, well, why would they do that? Because at the top, at the CEO, founder, owner level, they're global. I guess you could call me a nationalist. Because globalists are selling this country down the tubes. The dollar, now talk economics to you, is weaker than it's ever been in the history of America. Dollar has been the standard globally for decades, probably approaching a century. Now, China, Russia, North Korea, Middle East are starting to align. I have to give you a quick summary because we only have about 5 minutes left. Our weaponry is depleted. These are all facts, and you can look them up, folks. I'm just telling you why our president is compromised. He allowed a surveillance balloon from China to float the country, and then he destroyed all the evidence. He took the most strategic airbase in the world, planet Earth, yeah, the whole planet Earth, and gave it to our enemy. He gave it to China. Our flight to some of China's most strategic properties where some of their most strategic weapons are developed. That's right, that Air Force base in Afghanistan. And he gave it away. Not to mention $83 billion, that's with a B. Now, wherever you stand on the Israel-Palestine situation, which I think that's not our fight, it's my opinion, we're finding that it's possible that some of those weapons used to, you know, put to insult, to invade Israel, may have come from Afghanistan. He funded the Iranians. And don't let me start into the link between Obama and Iran. I know some of you can't handle that. Folks, this is serious. And at some point, you're going to have to take a big gulp. And like my daddy used to say, there is going to come a point in your life that you're not going to want to accept something that's right in your face, almost to the point of tears, almost to the point of wanting to say, I don't want to align with my best friend or my family member. But when you find out something, Daryl, be your own man and bite the bullet. You know, I didn't find out until after he passed really what that meant. Now, I got an idea what he meant by bite the bullet. That means like, hey, you just got to get strong. But there's much more to that. I'm biting the bullet. And I'm prayerful and believing with hope that you'll join me in trying to save this country. I've just listed 4 or 5 things. I could go to 10 or 12. I didn't even mention the border. And he had our the Chinese leader meet him in California? Why didn't he meet him in D.C.? Why? Because Biden's on his way out. And that fake governor in California, by the way, you know, California was a hot mess, and they cleaned it up in, what, a week? That's disgusting. If you've seen the pictures of the miles of horrendous drug-addicted streets, tent cities in California, San Francisco in particular, and many other major cities, it was cleaned up. That's an insult to the state. The facts are so obvious in front of you. And you know what he came out with? We're going to stop sending the manufacturing of capsules. Oh, really? Biden's compromised, folks. He's a pervert. Just Google, get your darn phones out and type in Biden touching children. Just type those three words in. It's threads the last three presidents, including Clinton. You know, the guy that has the perverted sex ring. That was Clinton's boy. So let's be real, and I'm going to leave you with this. Richard Levine, well, Rachel Levine, or whatever she is the Assistant Secretary of Health. This is a person that is proposing that your children should be allowed to have discussions about their gender without parental permission. This is the Assistant Secretary of Health that was appointed by Biden. You can't tell if it's a man or a woman. He's changed his gender, right? The border czar, right? The border czar. He's married to a man. And listen, I'm not being homophobic, but I'm just saying I love diversity. It's fine. Our military is down almost 30%. Now, that Biden has weakened us militarily, China's flexing, and they are flexing, right? They're doing war games off the coast of Taiwan. Then we're in Ukraine. Now we got the situation with Hamas that Biden funded. We're about one skirmish away. And, of course, Biden invited my own opinion. This is my conspiracy theory, I'll admit, China in to say, look what I've done. Do you know we have Chinese facilities near within 2 miles? I'm not sure that number, that distance, but within miles of military bases in the United States, Chinese-owned companies. That would never happen in China, ever. And last but not least, if you don't think we have terror cells here, then look at every Palestine, and you're seeing it across the nation, Palestine uprisings, protest. You know, a college student is one of the most vulnerable minds. I'd say right there next to third, fourth grade. I know, I went to college. I know how easy it was. I was almost influenced, very easily influenced, college students. I mean, right, really, protest, those are the ones that, if you look historically, grounded, but a lot are coming from propaganda from college students, over historically, going back to Vietnam or even before. You don't think that the same folks or mindset that set up 9-1-1, you know, that was something that didn't come up over 6 months. That was something that was plotted for years, years and years. You don't think we have Palestinians in colleges across the country, in virtually every major college? Heck, Biden, remember, was found to have stored the same documents that they're trying to put Trump in jail for 200 years for. He had documents in Chinatown. funded by China, is where he kept many of them. Biden's so compromised, it's not even a joke. And if you refuse to be aware of that, it's not going to be a pretty scene. And if you care about your children, or your children's children, or your great-nieces, or your nieces, or your nephews, or great-nieces, or your great-nephews, you'll think twice about what I'm saying. At least maybe do a little investigating. You know, just let me just look. Let me check out what Daryl's talking about. I mean, some of this stuff, it sounds conspiracy. He's paranoid. But let me just take a look, because this is my grandchild or my great-grandchild. I care about my nieces, my nephews, my child. Nephews. I care about them. My cousins, children, grandchildren. I care. And I don't want to see them in a fascist society, and that's what's happening. We have more people in our Congress that have no interest in following the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the right to free speech, the right to bear arms. Do you know, if you do your homework, and I'll leave you on this, how are fascist societies started? First of all, they're de-weaponed. Take the weapons away. That's how this country was founded. I don't know about you, but my grandparents, we kept guns. My parents had guns. I'm not giving up my gun for it. We got terrorists in this country. 200,000 came across last month. I mentioned last week's program, or the last program I was on. The 12th largest state, that's how many immigrants, illegal, have moved in. We had less than 50 terrorists come across from 2010 going back. 2020 on, we're close to 500 that we understand from investigation, terrorists in this country. That's just from what they believe. You don't think there's a terror cell near you? Just waiting for the time, for the 911 verse 2. You better get your guns because they're coming. And now the majority of the people that are coming across the border are not women and children, folks. They're men of military age. This is no joke. This is the real doo-doo. Wake up. The last thing you want to do is vilify President Trump. It's all a scam because he's the only one that was willing to speak out on. He's like the spoiled kid who says, you know what, I'm not playing with, I'm going to tell everything. And now they're saying he's got to go. And all the corporations are saying, Dad, he's going to blow all our money. We got this thing with China. Look at everything around you. Everything around you is made from China. What does that mean? I don't have to be an economics major to know. That means that's corporate business. If you take China out of the picture, well, there goes Coca-Cola. There goes the NBA. There goes Johnson & Johnson. Do I have to go on and on and on? These corporations are bought and sold. It just is. Position is, well, we're taking care of our stockholders. No, you're not. You're taking care of your bottom line, and you're selling the country out. And your perspective is, it's okay. Biden's last words about China was, they're not our enemy. Yes, they are. They have riggers. The riggers are slaves. Look it up. If you can't spell it, just use your Google voice. What are the riggers in China? They have a slave class there. We have different ideologies. No, I don't want to do business with you. No, you've sent a spy balloon across our country, and now you're coming to our country to cash in on what Biden sold you. Stop it. And I'm just telling the truth. And no, I'm not suicidal. So, folks, I love you. If you're smart, and I believe you are, you're going to share this particular evening's program, because this is with the tip of what we know. You know even more than that. This was just the tip, folks. And so many are becoming aware. I'm so proud. I'm just so proud. You know, Trump's numbers by African Americans have gone up 40%. Don't you be the one with your head in the sand. I've got mine out. We're waking up. Illegal immigrants are, they're not, listen, I don't have a problem with immigrants. And I'm not just saying this. When I moved out east, and still to this day, I could say probably my best friend is Spanish. Mm-hmm. It's not about that. But they don't believe in this massive invasion. And guess what? Latinos support Trump by 50%. That's a number that's jumped 400%. That's because they know, because they've seen it from their countries. Wake up. God bless you. I love you. Next week, I have another riveting program. Oh, week after next, because next week I'm going to play a replay, a hard-hitting replay. Share this. Go to the archives. God bless you. Enjoy and have a safe Thanksgiving. Next week, it's okay. It's not a, what is it, a holiday that is, they say it's a holiday that's pagan. Or, yeah, some people say that. Well, I'm going to continue celebrating in the light of love and thanks. And I thank you. And I say God bless you. And I'm going to close out with the song that I opened up with. And I mentioned that for those of you who didn't catch the beginning. You'll want to catch the beginning of this program, by the way. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford. blogtalkradio.com/Renford.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay.
Talk about it.
But as for me,
as for me.
I said,